So thank you very much for that reading. Beautifully done. Thank you. Thank you very much. So here we are at the beginning of Lent. And we found out all about pancakes, haven't we? When did Lent start then? What day was it? Ooh. It was. Well done. It started Wednesday. So how many days are we into Lent now? Seven. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, nearly. 5 days in, aren't we? And how many days is it all together? 40, that's right. 6.5 weeks. Doesn't quite work out to 40 though, does it? Because you don't count the Sundays. Okay? But if you think about it, 6 weeks, 6.5 weeks without the Sundays makes up to 40. And what happens? What are we working towards? What are we working towards after those 40 days? What do we celebrate after 40 days? Oh, your hand's very high. It's Easter Day. That's absolutely right. So here we are at the beginning of Lent. It's a time, is Lent, to take stock, to think, to pray, and to listen to God. And we heard how Jesus did that in the reading, didn't he? He faced some really, really big issues. Really big issues. And he made it very, very clear what was the right way. Did you hear the very last thing that Jesus said in that third big issue that's what we heard about? Can anyone remember? You perhaps can't. Ooh, I wonder. I'll tell you what, let me say what he said. Oh, go on then, go on. He did say that. He absolutely did say that. Absolutely right. And then he said, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. That was the whole thing that Jesus was telling us. Worship God and serve him only. Because what was happening to Jesus in the desert? What was happening? He was coming, the devil was coming along. And what was he doing? What word did we use earlier on? He was tempting him, that's right. He was tempting him. Because it's so easy to get tempted by things in life, isn't it? To get tempted by things that aren't from God. Tempted by riches, tempted by other ways that aren't quite right, and we know that. But Jesus said, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Don't get caught up with all the other things that we can serve and we can follow. So Lent's a time to renew ourselves, to make changes, and to move closer to God, and to follow Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. So a time for renewal, making changes, and moving closer to God. Yeah. And I want to introduce you to a challenge. It's called the Live Lent Challenge. And it works from Monday to Saturday for the 6th all the way through Lent. And it's all in here. Each day is broken down into weeks. And this is a children's version. And we're going to give every child here today, every young person, a copy of this so you can work your way through Lent. Okay, so we'll give those out later. There is an adult version, and some people have asked me if I'll get them a copy, and I've got those. So if you've asked if you want a copy, I'll give them. One second, I'll just go find them. These are the adult ones, but you don't have to actually have a hard copy. If you wanted to follow it yourself, you can also, there's an app that you can go on. And the poster here gives you all the details about how to get onto the app and how to get all the information that's in the booklet. I'll pop that on the table over there. So if you're interested in getting the details, it's all there. Okay. So, Live Lent Challenge. And it says here on page 4. That God's entrusted us to look after his wonderful creation And that's what this is all about. It's about looking after creation. And we're called to care for God's creation in a way of delighting its creator. God created the world for us, and it's absolutely beautiful. And we're called in that to take care of creation and to take care of each other. Because many, many people are finding it impossible to live on the world that we're in at the moment. We're not taking care of it. Because we've got changes to our climates, we've got changes to our conditions, and people are not managing. And we're asked by God to care for creation. And that's what this is doing. It's prompting us to do that day by day. Quite often when we think about Lent, we're asked, what do you often do? What are you doing for Lent? What do people often do for Lent? What do they often do? Yeah, go on. They give something up, that's right, thank you. Yeah, they give things up. Lots of people see it as a time to give up sweeties or to think, right, I'm not going to drink quite so much. You know, I'm giving up this for Lent. Okay. And what did Jesus give up in the desert? What did he give up? Go on. He did, he gave up food and water. He fasted in the desert. He did fast. He gave up all the comforts of the world, didn't he? Didn't have a comfy bed, didn't pop to the shops to get food or open the cupboard in the kitchen to get some food. No, he didn't. He took time. He took time to really think and really think about his life and think about God and getting closer to God and getting closer to worshipping God and to following God's way and working out what his way in life was. And that's what we're asked to do. But giving something up, this challenge doesn't ask us to give things up. Not in the same sort of way. It's asking us to do something to help creation, to help the world. Perhaps it's to do with saving electricity or reducing our plastics or perhaps stopping things going, so much of our stuff going to landfill or stopping water being wasted. I bet between us, and we're going to find this out in a few minutes, I bet between us we've got absolutely loads and loads of ideas about how we can look after creation, our world. So the challenge itself, just to give you a bit of a preview before you start reading the book or perhaps getting onto the app, is there's six themes. You've got light and energy, and then water, land and plants, stars and the seasons, creatures of sea and sky, and then humans and other animals. And then the very last page of the book is where it's all leading to. It's leading to Easter Day, to celebrate a new life that we can share with Jesus, because Jesus came to die for us. He came to die so we would experience a new life and a new way of being. So it says in the last page, on Easter Day and on every Sunday, Christians all over the world gather to remember that Jesus has died and risen again to bring peace between the whole world and God, to reconcile us all with God. So that's where we're going on our challenge. And our challenge, particularly this year through Live Lent, is through looking at our environment. And I know that the Badgers have been doing quite a lot of work on this, haven't they? Haven't you? Yeah. So we're going to have a little look at their badge. And I've got a picture of it here. Here we go. That's what you're going to get when you've completed your challenges in your badge. That's right, isn't it? Won't be paper, though. Will it be a cloth one? And then you'll sew it on. So you've started this, haven't you? You've started your challenge. And this is what you're covering. You're covering the Earth's environment. And that's what you've got there, isn't it? You've got a poster about the Earth's environment. Yeah? Do you want to come up and bring your posters up, please? I think they're in the middle, aren't they? You're in the middle of doing them. Perhaps got some extra bits on, but your ideas are there. Thank you. So, come on, badgers. Have you all done the same idea? No, all different. Okay. So, what have you put on your poster?
I put a river with like toxic waste and basically saying, well, that we are basically just putting things in the water and then it goes to the ocean, goes into our water, and then we drink it and we could die.
Absolutely. And you've written at the top, haven't you? We are killing the world. And there's fish on there saying, you are killing me.
Please stop polluting.
Please stop polluting, says the other fish. Absolutely, thank you. And what's your poster
so
about?
So, I've done a river, and it's saying, help our earth and recycle more.
Right.
And then one half of the river is polluted, and it's burning, and it's got lots of plastic in it. The other half is happy, and it's got lots of trees and happy birds. That's it, basically.
Thank you. So, we're trying very hard to get back to God's creation in the way that God wants it to look like, isn't it? The way that God wants. He designed it to be like that. And we're really not doing the best at the moment, are we? No. So, like, this challenge is really getting to this as well, as your badges as well. Thank you.
So I've got a tree and it's saying save me because we're cutting down the trees to make stuff, but if we cut the trees down you're breathing carbon dioxide and then it's deforestation and then animals can't stay safe from other animals.
Right. Thank you very much. Trees, very important. What's yours, Sam?
So I'm doing save the world and like because I've put a picture of like forest fires and this should not be happening.
Right, thank you. Yeah, there's a lot of climate things happening at the moment, aren't there? So that's what your post is talking about. Thank you.
Mine's saying save the trees.
Okay, absolutely. Two of you have seen the importance of that. Thank you.
Mine's a dead tree and a live tree.
Right.
And one side isn't being treated properly.
Right. So the idea that we're just not taking care. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So mine's got a little river that's not done, but there was like going to be loads of plastic and then a cross over it.
Okay.
And then there's a world saying, save me.
Right. Thank you very much.
Mine's basically trying to say that we need to love like the earth.
We need to love the earth. Mm-hmm. Save the earth, and you've made the earth into the shape of a love heart, haven't you? Because we do need to love it. We need to love the world, don't we? And love everyone who's in it as well. That's what God so much wants. Absolutely. Thank you very, very much, Beavers. I think we should give them a great big clap, because that's a big thing doing that. Thank you. Go down, go sit down. I also want to just look at what's happening around us, locally. And I know that the Kidman family, as a family group, are doing absolutely tons. So I wonder whether, as a whole group, they could just pop up and tell us a bit more. Where are you all? One, two, three. Oh, here they are, with things to show us. Do you know the thing about this looking after the environment? Is that it's quite hard, because you know you want to, but you don't quite know what and how to do it. I know I decided I was going to try and stop single-use plastic. So, there I went to the shops yesterday to try and get a shop without plastic. It was so hard. It was so hard. I managed. But I'll tell you what, I could not get a toilet roll that wasn't wrapped in plastic.
You can get toilet roll that's not wrapped in plastic. I know Hannah's probably going to tell you a bit more about this in a moment, but it is possible to get toilet roll which is wrapped in paper. We've got this from a shop called Jarful, which is in the centre of Harrogate, which is selling all sorts of plastic-free goods, which we can tell you a bit more about. But it is possible. You do need to look, and the more people buy these things, the more demand there is, the more will be available, the cheaper it will be. So if we all make a small change, then we can make a difference.
Really helpful to know.
So you can get paper-wrapped toilet roll. And you can also get paper-wrapped kitchen roll. And the good thing about this as well is that 50% of the profits from these products goes to build toilets and create better sanitation in parts of the world where they don't have the same level of sanitation that we have. But Sally mentioned about single-use plastic and going shopping and trying to avoid all the plastic on your fruit and veg, and that's something that Chris has had a bit of a challenge with, isn't it?
It's my pleasure every Saturday morning to go and do the weekly shop. And about 7:15, get it out of the way, you know, get the weekend started. It starts before that because we have a lot of our fruit and veg is delivered on Fridays. There are various companies that do it. We use Riverford. So very exciting on a Friday morning to get up and see what's in the box and what can we do with the chard this week and stuff like that. I'm not a big fan of chard, but we'll find something to do with it. But when you then go shopping, and I've got these net bags, it's trying to reduce the amount of plastic that you get, which you said is a real challenge. So you go down the fruit and veg aisles, and sometimes you'll have a choice between that nice shrink-wrapped broccoli or something and the sort of pick-your-own. And a lot of the veg you can just sort of choose your own, which is not wrapped, or you can get the bags of it. So I try as far as possible to avoid it, and I use these bags. They're see-through, so the cashiers don't have a problem with what's in there. They're reusable. We don't chuck them away, obviously. But it is a bit of a challenge, and some things you can't avoid, but we do our very best. So I try to get as little plastic as I can. But you're right, you can't really avoid it. But as Angela said, the more we can do that, the better it's going to be. Yeah. Hang on, there's more. Okay. Is that all right for now?
Yeah. Okay. We've also been thinking about what we wash with and keeping clean. We realised that we were using a lot of plastic in the bathroom, lots of bottles of shampoo and conditioner and shower gel and you name it. So we've been trying to reduce those things. So there's a couple of things here that Noah will tell you about.
We found out that there was quite a lot of plastic in the bathroom in areas such as shampoo bottles and shower gel. So we decided to switch from shower gel to soap and shampoo to shampoo bars.
Shampoo bars?
Yeah, it's like this. It's basically just a solid shampoo block.
Does it work?
It works, yeah.
Does your hair go all foamy?
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's good.
And then did your hair look nice afterwards?
Yes. I'm using it.
It does. You have a goblet.
It still needs a clean.
And also, I've got here some deodorant, which is packaged in... Is it like card? Yeah, packaged in cardboard. And it's plastic-free. It's also better for the environment, and it's vegan. So, yeah.
Thanks, Noah. So we've got other things as well, like not using tea bags. We use leaf tea now so that we don't have any plastic from tea bags. There are all kinds of things that we can tell you about. And I'm sure that you've got lots of ideas as well. Miranda's just going to quickly tell us about what she's doing at school at the moment.
Two of my friends run the Eco Club at school, and we've been doing loads of stuff. Like, they raise money to adopt an ama leopard, a polar bear, and an orangutan, I think. And...
Wow.
One thing we've been doing, we collected tissue boxes and decorated them, and we placed them like in as many classrooms as we can around the school, and you put your pens in them when they run out, and then there are collection points in Ryman and WH Smith, I think. So we've got those in most classrooms, and this one's getting quite full from our house. So,
right. So does somebody then take them to... to WH Smith,
we collect them. Yeah.
Right. So you've got a group of people who do that.
kind of.
Yeah, because that's the difficult thing, isn't it? You can have good ideas, but you don't actually know how to make a difference. So by somebody taking on a bit of responsibility and taking those to WH Smith, that makes that work, doesn't it? Yeah. And was there something that happens at Starbeck Primary as well?
We decided to adopt that idea. I was just sitting in a school council meeting and they're like, now, I think we should recycle pens. Oh, I know that St Aidan's do that. And so we got the information from that.
We're doing the same.
Yeah.
So, there we go. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Will you pop those out somewhere so we can have a look at them, so everyone can smell the shampoo bar? Thank you. And we've also, thinking really, really carefully about here and what we can do as a group of people when we're all in church and what we can bring to be recycled and other ideas. And I know Hannah's got a couple of ideas that she'd like to share with us as well. It's brilliant that you brought things because it makes it very real then. Yeah.
I think most of the things I've got, Angela and Chris have already shown you, but I think one of the challenges is often it's expensive, or it can be more expensive to buy environmentally friendly products. Often you need to buy them in bulk. So I noticed Angela was very careful not to mention the name of the company that she gets her toilet tissue from. I have permission from Sally.
Yes.
There are a number of different companies, but the one I get is called Who Gives a Crap? I've got mine on subscription, so you get a very big box that says Who Gives a Crap in large letters on the front of it that comes with 48 individually wrapped toilet rolls, and I order my kitchen roll at the same time. But I've got a house that's big enough that I can store 48 of these in my cupboard without too much trouble, and I'm conscious that both paying in advance for a big box but also storing it can be difficult. Now, there are shops like Jarful that now you can go and buy them individually, but I think collectively we could perhaps think about, are there things that we could club together to buy so you spread the cost, or that some of us can store until people can use them? So maybe we can have some conversations about what sort of products could we get collectively. I've talked to Jarful. They'd be very interested in, they've done stalls certainly at other churches, coming and bringing things, so it comes here for those of us that get into Harrogate is difficult.
Yeah.
Or maybe ordering in advance and they can bring what we order.
Brilliant.
And then one of the things that we've agreed with the PCC to do is to have a space, probably at the back of church, where we collect some of the things, like the pens that that Noah mentioned, crisp packets. We get through an awful lot of crisp packets. That's not a battle I'm going to win in our house, to eat less crisps. And I think that's one of the other things is picking your battles and knowing what you can do. So one example I've got, I would rather use soap. I know the other people in my household are not prepared to use soap. They want to use a liquid wash. So I've bought a glass container, and we buy a large plastic bottle, which we can refill from one of these shops, and then we use that. So it's not soap. I would rather we were using soap, but this is actually what's going to get used in our house rather than the soap that sits somewhat neglected on the side.
It's making steps towards, isn't it?
Yeah. So we're going to get some collection points at the back, and look for the things that perhaps it would be easier to bring to one place that we can take responsibility for taking on. So things like pens, things like crisp wrappers. I'm looking at what we can collect and take locally to be recycled, just to make it a bit easier for everyone.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah. I'm wondering, we've seen lots of things here, I'm wondering if there is anything else that anyone wants to contribute to, something that perhaps people are doing in there, perhaps where they're working, or perhaps at home, or something additional. Phil, you had something, didn't you? What do you? I've not seen these before.
So we have these special things that mean you don't use cling film. So it just looks like this, and it goes over your bowl. So it's also about leftovers, because you don't want to throw food away. So if not everybody eats the meal, and you've got a bit left, you put it in a bowl that is washable. And then you just put this over the top, and then you can put that in the fridge. And then when you finish with it, you just wash it. You can use it over and over again. So they've got different sizes of those. And then we've also got these, which are like the Ziploc bags that you get, you know, the plastic bags that you maybe use it once or a couple of times and throw away. But these you can just wash and use over and over again. So obviously it's plastic in the beginning, but it means that you're not throwing away all that single-use plastic that just ends up in the bin and ends up in landfill. And these things seem like tiny things, don't they? But if you think, if you're living in a country where it's getting so hot that you can no longer live and where lives are in danger and cities are in danger, these little things actually matter, don't they, on a big scale. So, little things.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Has anyone else got anything they want to add? Ah. I'll start here and then I'm going to come to you next. Hilary.
We can use a renewable energy supplier. And we can use soap mitts instead of shower gel. They're just something that's sort of made out of flannel, and you just put soap in them, and then you use them on you.
Soap mitts, thank you. You're right about suppliers, though, because you can choose that, can't you, now then?
You can do... Stop using paper plastic bags when you go to shops because I think cutting down trees to get the plastic for them.
Use reusable bags rather than getting plastic bags every time you go shopping. Apps spot on. Anything else? Oh, here we go. Moving down. Joy.
I've been wondering about this, and it was interesting hearing about the recycling of biros, because it's all these plastic tubes that are just thrown away. And I wonder why we don't use pencils more. You know, do you remember pencils, Sally, in the olden days? Yeah, yeah.
You can still get them, though,
can't you? Yeah.
We take all our bottle tops from home and work to Lush, because they recycle them. If you give them to them at the counter, they'll recycle them into all sorts of things. I think use them in their pots. And we also take our cosmetic things, like tubes and things and pots. If you take them to Body Shop, doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be Body Shop stuff. They'll recycle them there as well. So the stuff you can't put in your curbside recycling.
So Body Shop, yeah, that's a shop. And I can, Lush. Where's Lush?
It's very smelly. You can smell it.
It's a smelly shop in town, right?
The Frigate Easy Living Project, those who get billed for our journeys with Driving Force, if anybody's on email, they're sending our invoices by email to save to cut down on paper and envelopes.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Oh, one more here.
On Friday the 14th, so on Valentine's Day, I went on a strike, climate change strike, with my friend Ava, and a lot of people turned up, including people from the Green Party, and that we were parading around town, and we were like... I was actually on Stray FM, and it was really embarrassing, but... And we ended up, like, actually changing some people's minds. So people from the public that didn't know that it was actually going to happen came and thought, do you know what? What can we do? What should we do? And can we join you? Right. So, yeah.
Right. So it's having conversations, isn't it, and sharing. Anyone else got anything else? Oh, here we go.
Hi. If you're... getting some jeans for your child or for you, if you buy a new pair of jeans, it uses enough water to give somebody enough to drink for 30 years. 30 years for a new pair of jeans. So please think about going to some of our fantastic charity shops and buying things secondhand. If you can sew, think about refashioning things. So I use my husband's jeans when he's made holes in various places where he makes holes to refashion for my son. So, you know, it's a huge thing, and we're very good at doing things that are much more visible than that, but that's a bit more of a challenge, and it makes a massive difference. The toxic dyes that are used from making denim have a really awful impact, both locally where they're made and on the rivers that they pollute. So they're things that are really important. Think about the clothes you wear and where they come from. All right.
Thank you. Lots and lots of ideas. If you've got more ideas, share them amongst your groups. Share them as a group in a few... Right, okay. There's one really one that's been shared and needs to be told. Yeah.
When you throw things away, you can just, instead of throwing away, use it for something else. Because you can, if you've got two things which are broken, you can use it. Like if a jumper's got torn and a piece has come off and you've got a torn blanket, you can fix it on to fix it.
So reuse things.
And you can mix them with other things so that they still work.
So maybe if we use less milk cartons, so like we can't buy milk carton from a shop because maybe they're plastic. So maybe if everyone got milk from the milkman, we would get milk in like a glass bottle.
Thank you very much. Milk. Massive amounts of cartons used, aren't there? Absolutely. Thank you. You've all got absolutely brilliant ideas, and I think it's useful to share them, isn't it? It's useful to share and to think through this challenge of Lent, 40 days, by looking at some of the things in these booklets and linking it also to the idea of God's creation. God created the most beautiful world for us. And we can restore it, but we've all got to do something. And it, like Phil said, it can be small, but every tiny thing makes a difference. So I'd like to finish in prayer, please, with the prayer that's in the adult book. Let us pray. God is love. Let heaven adore him. God is love. Let earth rejoice. Let creation sing before him and exalt him with one voice. God who laid the earth's foundation, God who spread the heavens above, God who breathes through all creation, God is love, eternal love. Amen. Thank you.